On stage are a dozen drums of varying sizes. 10 musicians are playing 10 of the drums, making the instruments speak as one. This is Makoto Taiko. Now, the taiko drum is a traditional Japanese percussion instrument. And taiko drumming itself is about spiritual growth and awareness. Pasadena's Makoto Taiko troupe has been around since 1999. Koji Nakamura is the chief instructor of Pasadena's Makoto Taiko Japanese Drum Ensemble. As a teacher, what has been the most important lesson you yourself have learned?
Patient. Patient and love for students.
Koji says that taiko drumming is about much more than simply rhythms and technique.
I want to teach important thing as a human, not just taiko skill. Of course, we start how to hold the stick, the stance, the posture, the basic thing. But before we start, we do the meditation.
Koji explained that the group's name, Makoto, concerns a fundamental character trait that's very difficult to translate into one or two words in English. That's because the meaning can change depending on the context, but Makoto incorporates elements of truth, reliability, integrity, and altruism.
So it is important for taiko drama to learn something important as a human.
Taiko, though, translates into big drum.
We meditate before we play, and it really helps me to focus.
Makoto Taiko performer and student Kristen Hayashi joined the group after seeing her aunt perform with the ensemble.
I was just blown away by how impressive the group sounded. And so soon after, they started a beginner's class, and I thought I would just try it. Well, it's become a huge passion. It's kind of become my life.
Kristen talked about some of the challenges involved in becoming a good taiko drummer.
You're playing with a whole bunch of other people. You're trying to play in sync, and so you really have to focus on what each other is playing and also when to come in and when to stop playing. So there's a lot of focus involved, and I think the meditation really helps.
What was the toughest thing to learn when you first got started, or was there a toughest thing?
I played piano for years but never learned how to read music, so I have no sense of rhythm. Not musically inclined at all. So I can memorize the piece, but it's hard for me to get the rhythm correct and play to the beat. So it's been a challenge, I think.
But Kristen, Koji, and the members of Makoto Taiko still managed to make it look easy. You on stage yell what sounds like a command or something. What is it that you say?
So in Japanese, it's called ki-ai, and you're basically sending energy vocally to other members that you're playing with. So it's a way of supporting, encouraging, and just sending energy to other players on stage.
Kristen talked about what it's like to perform as a taiko drummer.
About a year ago, that was my first performance, and I was terrified before going on stage. And even now, too, I mean, when I'm walking on stage trying to run through the piece in my mind goes blank. And my hands are probably shaking, my legs shake when I play. But there's something about when you start playing, there's such an energy that you get from the crowd that everything just comes together. And after a while, I start to show off because I get so pumped up and so excited to play. So I think even now, I do get nervous when I walk on stage, but once I start playing, it's just a totally different, like, transformation. I really come alive.
Koji talked about the mission of Makoto Taiko.
Music is to overcome the difference between language, the culture, religious, So the music overcome many the barriers, like unite many people's heart.